And just finally, John, if you can tell us a few words about the late Peter Fox, who sadly passed away earlier on this week. You know, a great man, certainly one of the most passionate and knowledgeable people in the game, who gave so much to the sport, not to mention the two coaching spells he had at Bradford Northern.
Yeah, well, legend is bandied about too much, but Peter Fox is a true rugby league legend. His family aren't they? I mean, with regards to his family, Neil was instrumental in me getting the job at Wakefield in 2006. Unfortunately, while I was at Wakefield, Don passed away and I attended his funeral in 2008. And Peter, I've had a long association with. He tutored one of the first coaching courses I went on, and it was fascinating there. And now we've got all these computers and we just feed data in and it comes with what we ask. Well, Peter had his little black book, and it wasn't a black book who we wanted to get. It was all the players in what was then the Stones Bitter Championship. And he came up to me talking about it when I first went on this coaching course. I was still playing then, and he knew more about me than I did. You know, he absolutely went into depth in the nth degree. People talk about it as a great motivator. He was, but he was a great technician and tactician as well. And, you know, since then, I worked with him frequently on Five Live when I first started doing the summarising. Peter was the senior summariser, and he gave me plenty of words of wisdom, believe you me, about that as well. So, you know, I'll miss him, and I think his contribution has been great to the game. And anybody associated with Bradford Bulls, or Bradford Northern as it was when Peter was here, they'll miss him, as will anybody associated with Great Britain. And, you know, you can recall that Otsell second test match when he picked a team of Dad's army, and all the media, all you fellas in the media saying, well, he doesn't know what he's doing. Well, he did know what he was doing, because they pulled off one of the great shocks of International Rugby League. And that was typical of Peter Fox. He knew, he was confident, he was a true rugby league man, and he's a true rugby league legend.